Hello, and welcome to episode 2 of Carbon Talks. Now last time, I left y'all with a bit of a question on if y'all thought that my theory was crazy or not. Unfortunately, I gave y'all about 2 weeks, and I haven't heard anything back. I didn't really expect to because of the fact that this is a brand new podcast. So, I'm just going to go ahead and say that more than likely it wasn't crazy, because I'm pretty sure at least one of you guys out there that listened to this, thank you to the 12 listeners that did listen to this, would have said that it was crazy if it really was. Now, before we jump into this episode, I just want to remind y'all that if y'all are listening on the Anchor platform, you can go ahead and actually leave me a voice message directly through the Anchor platform, and it makes it so much easier to actually incorporate. Or, once again, you can call into the show if you really want to do it that way at the Google Voice number that I set up last time, which is, give me 1 second, I completely forgot once again. Okay, so the Google Voice number is 469-587-9715. You can leave a voicemail at that number as well. I am going to try my best to record these episodes once a week, but like I said, this time I went 2 weeks. I will try my best not to let that happen again. So, this week, let's actually dive into, well, what's going on in the world. As you know, this podcast is a random podcast. I talk about pretty much everything, and I try to focus mostly on tech and gaming. But right now, I cannot stay silent on what's going on in the world. Mr. Floyd was killed a few days ago by a police officer. And as y'all know, if you pay attention to the news or pretty much gone out into any major metropolitan area in the United States, I don't know about the rest of the world, but in the United States, that there's rioting going on with people looting and people becoming violent towards pretty much anyone or any establishment. Honestly, I can understand that they're upset for the people that actually care. Now, the people are just doing it for the social media. I wish they'd just stop, because they're not going to help anything. They're actually going to hurt the cause that they say they're trying to help, because of the fact that, well, they're more than likely the ones that are going ahead and doing the deplorable acts of looting and getting violent. The people that actually care more than likely are the ones that are doing the peaceful protests and making sure that they actually open up that dialogue to the police and try their best to actually get the person that did this behind bars so that they can never do this again. I personally believe that they should be held accountable for their actions, and that they should, well, honestly get life in prison for murdering someone, because that's basically what it was murder. It wasn't an accidental death. What really is bad is that this officer had several, well, reports on him before, and the police department did nothing. And I really don't like to dwell on these types of things, but honestly, this has been going on for far too long, where police will have several reports against them and the departments do nothing. I personally believe that police departments should be held to a higher standard, and that it shouldn't be so easy to just dismiss things like this. My uncle was a state trooper, so I do know some of them can be good, but a lot of them can be bad too, and it really hurts me to know that. Now, let's go ahead and move on to the next topic, which is something that hits a bit closer to home, and that's the topic of my favorite game of all time. Honestly, the game that I have always enjoyed playing is a bit of an older game, and that is Super Mario Galaxy, the original. I do have to say that I do enjoy playing that game a lot more than any other game I've played. I've played probably in my lifetime, probably maybe about 30, 40, maybe 50 different games in my lifetime. I know, I'm a gamer and I've only played at most 50 games. I know several gamers that by the time they were 12 had played hundreds of games, but I'm not a hardcore gamer. But out of all the games that I have played that I can remember, I have to say that my favorite had to be Super Mario Galaxy, because it was what I really felt that Super Mario 64 should have been, and honestly, what they were trying to do, but were limited by the hardware at the time. And I'm not saying that Super Mario Galaxy is perfect. It's not. It's not the perfect game. It's could be improved in some areas, but it honestly is pretty good. I mean, it has an awesome orchestra piece for its music, great level design, premises is unique, even though the story is pretty much the same. I mean, Bowser kidnaps Peach again, but he goes about it in a different way, so even though it's the same dog and pony show, it's told different. And also, we finally get a character with some backstory. And that is what the biggest surprise to me was the fact that Rosalina actually had backstory, instead of just being another character that we saw in the game and didn't learn anything about her. I mean, the backstory is completely optional for those that don't really care about backstory, but for those of us that do care about backstory, it's nice to actually see that being a possibility to uncover who she really is. And also the fact that Luigi is playable is, I have to say, that is pretty nice. Now, moving on to another topic, I'm trying my best to move on to different topics and not stay on one topic too long. I actually do have plans to bring a couple of people onto the show, where they're going to start off by being friends, and eventually, hopefully, getting some big names like Chom, Prosser, maybe MKBHD if I get big enough, and a few others to come on, and hopefully I can start having big names come on and have you guys be more interactive with me on this podcast. Now, the one that I'm really looking forward to, that I pretty much have a confirmation that he is coming on, is Richard Peach, my good friend from Britain. I used to do videos with him every now and then on my channel. We actually met during one of my live streams that I was doing on my first channel, back whenever I maybe had about 20 subscribers. That channel got up to 100 subscribers, and I was so happy that that happened. And so we actually met quite a few years ago, almost 7 years ago now, I do believe. And we just struck it off because he was a starting YouTuber and I was a starting YouTuber, and fortunately he did grow to be a decent sized channel. I mean, 2,000 subscribers was nothing to sneeze at, even though we were in the world of 10 million plus, 100 million plus subscribers at the time, and PewDiePie and who's the other one? Bollywood music channel. Whatever they were called. T-Series, that's what they were called. We're battling it out for who's going to be the first 100 million subscribers. And so, I mean, 2K sounds like nothing at that point, but yeah, I remember he'd only been doing YouTube maybe, probably about 4 years at the time, and he already reached 2K, which was a lot for someone that hadn't been on the platform that long. I mean, I was on the platform for a little over 10 years, and I only got 100 subscribers. Of course, I didn't upload too often, and I'm hoping that with this podcast that I don't make the same mistake and don't upload all that often. Like I said, I will try to hold myself to recording it once a week and uploading it once a week, and depending on how I'm feeling, I may do it possibly twice a week, but I can't promise anything more than once a week. But I have reached out to him, and he stopped YouTube, but he did say that he would be open to coming on the show eventually whenever his life kind of calms down. And I'm really looking forward to that because he's a good friend of mine. And I mean, that's how pretty much everyone starts with their guests, is they start with their friends. Just so you guys know, I have made a Twitter for this called Talks Carbon. So just look that up on Twitter, at Talks Carbon, and you'll be able to follow me, and you'll know immediately whenever I upload an episode if you're not already subscribed. And to you guys that are listening in Germany, hello. I used to know how to say hello in German, but I kind of flipped on my German, so if y'all have anything that y'all want to talk about that goes on in Germany, I'd love to hear about it. I know who my listener is in Britain. That is my friend, Richard. Hello, Richard. I keep on wanting to call you by your old YouTube name, but I will not. And to all the people that are listening in America, let me know what you think about everything that's going on right now. How the person in the White House is dealing with it, what you believe needs to be changed, what you believe needs to be, well, implemented, and how we can make this better. I do believe that if we all work together, we can make all this better, not just the rioting, not just the Black Lives Matter type stuff. I'm talking about even the coronavirus and the payments that are supposed to be coming. By the way, that's actually an update that I have. Apparently, it was passed to have a second stimulus check come out, a second $1,200 stimulus check. We don't know when it'll hit or if it'll be completely passed. It passed, I think, the House of Representatives, and now it's on to Congress to vote on. And with all this rioting and everything going on, it's taking away from that, because they're having to issue a state of emergency. In fact, actually, Dallas, where I'm located, is under curfew, which never happens. Even during all this coronavirus, we weren't under curfew. So, you know, that's how bad it's gotten. And so they're having to, go and keep resources that would have gone towards the coronavirus relief funds and all that, and the coronavirus checks, they have to keep that to pay for the military to come in, the National Guard to come in, everyone to come in to make it so that it stays safe and we don't have a civil war on our hands. So it is unfortunate that it's coming to that, but it is coming to that. Now, let's move on to another topic. This one actually does have to do about tech. Recently, I actually ended up getting a new headset with microphone. Hopefully the quality has improved from the little headset that was included with my iPhone. I hope that everything sounds a lot better. But I also ended up getting myself a MacBook Pro 2019 edition for Thunderbolt 3 Core i5 8GB unit for $800. Now, I know some people are probably going to ask, how did I get such a good deal on a brand new Mac? Because this is basically the last generation Mac that is still being sold on Apple's website for $1,300 to $1,325, I do believe, refurb. Well, the way that I got such a good deal on it, and this isn't the base model i5 either, this is the 2.4 GHz upgraded Core i5 model with 256 GB of internal storage. So this was an $1,800 machine, that top of the line Core i5 model. And so the way that I got it so cheap was I saw it at a pawn shop. Honestly, that's how I got it so cheap. I saw it at a pawn shop. The pawn shop I shop at is Easy Pawn, not sponsored, just a really good pawn shop that I shop at. So I personally recommend them, and if they ever do want to sponsor me, I'd be really happy with that, because of the fact that, like I said, I personally do shop there. But I mean, I'm really looking forward to seeing all that it offers and seeing what I can do with it in terms of getting back into editing my videos, getting back into, doing a lot of things, because of the fact that it is a very powerful machine, honestly. And I am very lucky to have it. If it hadn't have been so cheap, I probably wouldn't have bought it, because I don't have a lot right now. And I am going back to school to get a much better job, but right now I don't have a lot. So I do have to keep an eye on what I spend. So I am really happy to have found this for so cheap. Next topic would probably have to be, the question for this week, because I'm running out of topics. So the question for this week is, are you a Mac user or a Windows user? And also, are you an Android user or an iPhone user? Or, on the computer side, do you use Linux or some distribution like that? Please let me know by either calling into that number, which once again is 469-587-9715, or by going and leaving a voice message right here on the Anchor platform. Hope you have enjoyed. I will be looking forward to hearing y'all's response and growing this podcast with you guys. And I'm sorry it's a little bit shorter this week, but I really don't have much to talk about. That's another reason I kind of let 2 weeks slide, because I didn't really have anything to talk about. So I look forward to seeing you guys next week, and I hope that y'all all are staying safe out there. Stay smart, stay informed, stay safe. Bye.